Hello. Welcome to the blog. This blog concerns time management training. Effective time management training. Time management is the art of organizing yourself so that you are more able to make more progress in less effort and time. In other words, time management is a measure of your efficiency. Time management is important to you, because the truth is, you are not paid for your time. Mistakenly, some people think that they are paid for their time. They say they pay £10 an hour. Actually, the company does not pay you for your time. It pays you for the value that you can add to the company in the time. If you were not adding any value to the organization, then why would they want to pay you? The more value you can add to an organization in an hour, then the more that company will be willing to pay you. Some people earn 100 times more money, and we do. Question: are these hireners 100 times smarter than us? No. Are these people working 100 times longer than us? No. Are these people working 100 times harder than us? No. But they are adding more value to their respective organizations per hour than we are. Professional footballer Wayne Rooney earns more than a brain surgeon. Why? Wayne Rooney earns more than a brain surgeon because he adds more financial value to Manchester United Football Club than Professor Brian Surgeon does to his. Therefore, it would be wise to remember the following question: what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Also, here is its negative counterpart: what do we do that does not add much value? I.e., what do we do that may be rightly considered a relative waste of time? Time management principle 1. You must strive to add the maximum value in the minimum time and effort. You must strive to eliminate any and all activities that do not add value to the marketplace. The marketplace is defined as the sum total of the work context in which you find yourself. Time management principle 2. The difference between being busy and being productive. There are two kinds of work. Busy work. Productive work. Busy work is work that keeps you occupied, but is not adding much value to your day. Productive work is work that does add value to your day. Busy work is a danger. Busy work is simply a measure of your activity. You can be busy all day and make no progress. Question: have you ever had a busy but non-productive day? A day when you work hard all day, but, as a result, make little or no progress. A productive day is a day when you make progress. You don't necessarily work any harder or longer. In fact, oftentimes, productive days are days when you are quietly and calmly working in a quiet corner, making some serious progress. And it was easy. Productive action is efficient action, and efficient action is easier. Distinguish between busy and productive work. Time management principle 3, the P-list. The P-list is a list of activities that will keep you in the productive work zone rather than the busy work zone. The P-list is as follows: planning, preparation, prioritization, personal initiative. Time management principle 4, planning. Planning is the act of thinking about the future and making sure you have a detailed written plan that will outline the steps you will take in order to achieve your stated goals. Many people do not plan ahead. They simply react to circumstances. This is no good. It is not good enough to be only reactive. You must strive to be proactive. Another P-list word, planning ahead, is the means by which you can be proactive. Time management principle 5, preparation. Your plan will suggest the steps that need to be taken. Preparation is the act of ensuring that all the right things and the right people are in the right places at the right time. You need to have the car prepared for the long journey before you commence the journey. You need to have the speech prepared before you start the speech. Don't go into situations ill-prepared, unready, and vulnerable. Be prepared. Time management principle 6, prioritization. Prioritization is the act of putting the actions into the right sequence. Prioritization means that you do everything in the right order. You load the stuff onto the lorry, taking into account the order in which it has to come off the lorry. You put the washer on before you screw on the nut. You put your socks on before you put on your shoes. Most things have a proper sequence. If you mess up the proper sequence, then you waste time and are inefficient. Think about the priority order. In addition, prioritization relates to the relative importance of various tasks. Some things are more important, more valuable, than others. Do the most valuable things before the least valuable things. Think about the value order. Think about the priority order. That will make you a better time manager. Time Management Principle 7, Personal Initiative. Personal initiative is the act of doing the right thing before you need to do it, and before anyone asks you to do it. Some people do the right thing only if they are asked to do it by someone else. Some people do the right thing only if they are asked to do it by someone else 10 times. Some people don't do the right thing no matter how many times they are asked, or told, or shown. Personal initiative means planting the seeds in the spring before anyone asks you to. Personal initiative means cleaning up the mess you made before anyone has to ask you to. Personal initiative means making the sales call before you need the work. To act on your own personal initiative is to act to avert disaster 6 months before disaster has the capacity to strike. A lack of personal initiative will cause a person to fail because a farmer cannot reap a crop he never sowed. You cannot sell to a client you never contacted. You cannot benefit from a decision you didn't have the courage to make. You must initiate an action in order to stimulate a response. And the response comes only after you have engaged your power to initiate action. You must show some personal initiative. Our powerful time management trading principles include the following. You must strive to add the maximum value in the minimum time and effort. Distinguish between busy and productive work. Planning. Planning is the act of thinking about the future and making sure you have a detailed written plan that will outline the steps you will take in order to achieve your stated goals. Preparation. Preparation is the act of ensuring that all the right things and the right people are in the right places at the right time. Prioritization. Prioritization is the act of putting the actions into the right sequence. Personal initiative, you must show some personal initiative. Thank you.